The El Paso filmmaking community has been growing in size and quality for a number of years now, but many creative professionals in the region still find they must travel out of the area for good-paying production work. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. A group of local filmmakers gave passionate testimony at this week's city council meeting, ending in a reaffirmation by council to press the case in Austin for expanded state film production incentives. Joining me to discuss the state of film production in the region and what can be done to attract more opportunities to El Paso is Jesus Nunez, co-owner at Double Scope Films and chief organizer of Tuesday's rally at city council. Also on the program today, our guest Carlos Corral, co-owner of the production company Mind Warp and overseer of the EP Film Facebook group, and Peter Svarsbein, El Paso City Representative, District 1. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to see you all. And Peter, I should mention you're also in the arts. You're a photographer and do a number of other things before you became a city rep.
Yep.
So this is close to your heart, I know. Jesus, I want to start with you that over the last few weeks, you've organized a large group of El Paso filmmakers and those working around the film community here to approach city council. What were the goals of this latest initiative?
The goal was to unite a large group of the people that have worked with my company, also with the company that Carlos owns, MindWarp, because over the past few years, my career has expanded to the point where I worked with a lot of people, you know, here locally, and people from out of town, people from, you know, L.A., in New York, and I always get from those people from out of town, they always tell me that there's a lot of passion here. Mm-hmm. They look at the ethic, at the professionalism that, you know, you can find here. So I just knew I just had to reach out to people in order to mobilize the troops. I just need to reach out to people because I know if I tell people we do this and we do this the right way, we will get more work. And we can make a living out of this.
It is astounding how large our film community has become and how for a lot of people who are not involved in film in El Paso, how invisible that community is, and its growth was part of the initiative to just show force and size and scope to city council.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, the visibility of the group, it's one thing I want to give easier access to people to join the movement and make sure they can become filmmakers of their in their own way. Right now, it's one of the issues that we want to address with the EP Film group that we have created, making it easier for people to, you know, see what's happening in the El Paso film community, such as short films that have been produced here or any other way to showcase that talent.
Of course, the other issue, Carlos, is working wages and jobs. There's so much talent here, as we all know. You and Jesus own businesses. You have a going concern doing video production and moving images, content. But a lot of people really struggle with that, and I know you're one of those people that often has to travel to Albuquerque and other places to get the higher-paying production work.
Yeah, actually, El Paso, Texas is kind of a unique geography being in West Texas, but we're so close to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and that happens to be one of the biggest production hubs for film and television. And the fact that we're only 3 hours away means that I actually know a lot of El Pasoans who have left El Paso to go to Albuquerque. So we've kind of had a little bit of a brain drain on that front. But I've noticed that throughout the years since I came back to El Paso that a lot more people have been staying. And that's a good thing. And now it's with these incentives, if the state can push the incentives for the state of Texas and, you know, El Paso can be part of that, then I think we're going to be able to keep a lot of this talent around rather than lose them to L.A. or New York or Albuquerque.
So, Peter, from a council point of view, from a representative point of view, is the focus mainly on what can be done from a tax incentive point of view within the state that might make El Paso a little more attractive, particularly in competing against our neighbor New Mexico, which has one of the best programs in the country?
So obviously New Mexico has really great incentives. When my office started working on this and when we introduced the agenda item back in May, which passed unanimously, there was two proposed actions, both of which were voted on and passed on by council. One was to direct the city manager, economic development, Destination El Paso, and the Film Commission to look at developing a strategy relating to municipal incentives. Other cities like Kansas City, Austin have looked at what their cities can do to encourage it. as well as looking at city-based incentives and way to attract small, medium, and large-scale projects.
So as a way to augment the already existing state incentives.
And as a way to sort of retain and encourage that creative class here in El Paso and again, try to put that brain drain. For example, during our budget review, I proposed a budget request to look at between $3,000 to $5,000 grants for film production within this. For small-scale independent film, $10,000 is a difference between finishing a project. Yeah. It's a difference between starting a project.
The entire project sometimes.
Yeah, it's a difference between being able to promote a project and having it shown at film festivals throughout the country. And so I thought it was really important to sort of focus on that local part. The second part of the proposed action, again, that was voted on and approved by council, and I think this is the one that is probably more important, I think, and why you had that sort of mobilization on Tuesday, was a vote that, again, back in May that was approved by all of council to direct the city of El Paso's state legislative agenda consultant firm, our state lobbyists that we have, to advocate to increase the Texas Moving Image Industry Incentive Program, the Texas State Film Incentives, to encourage them to lobby to grow them. The city would write the bill. It would make it a priority legislative item for our state delegation, and we would take the leadership role. This was clearly expressed by city attorney during that meeting, and all of council voted on it. We had a little bit of a setback a couple weeks ago when the council voted to take it off as a priority item and this is a support item, meaning that if another city or state representative introduced legislation to encourage film incentives, we would support them, but we would not be taking the lead. And I felt me putting the item back up on Tuesday and showing, you know, the community coming out, I thought that was really important so that once and for all people understood the need and the interest. The fact is that our proximity to New Mexico and us being the largest Texas city to New Mexico makes it absolutely, without a doubt, important and necessary that we take the lead on this because there's hundreds of millions of dollars at stake. From 2015, there was $286 million directly related to television and film production in the state of New Mexico, and that jumped up to $390 million last year or in 2016. So there's real dollars here. Our proximity to New Mexico, our professed desire from a policy perspective to encourage young, educated El Pasoans to set roots here, to be taxpayers here, to invest in our community here, and not leave as part of that brain drain that I was part of and was very happy to come back to, is really, really important.
So just to set the stage for people listening that don't know all the nuances of these incentive programs, they're basically cash rebates back to productions that spend millions of dollars in the various states. And Texas happens to be sandwiched between Louisiana and New Mexico, which both have exceedingly fine, I think Louisiana is 30% to 40% tax rebates, and New Mexico, I think, is 25% to 30% if you use certain facilities there, compared to Texas, which is 5% to 20%. Mm-hmm. Although they do have, I guess, for underutilized locations like El Paso, an extra 2.5% bump.
But
it pales in comparison to what we're up against just next door.
And that was part of it, was also to look at increasing the incentives for economically distressed or underutilized areas, which we would have. I also think, too, that, you know, two other points. One is that one thing that we have that Albuquerque, New Mexico doesn't have is that not only can we be a hub for West Texas and a lot of productions in New Mexico, but also northern Mexico as well. And this item and this idea of film as economic development, aside from myself working professionally in New York and El Paso as a photographer and filmmaker and professor, this is something, too, that has been on the radar. It's funny they have that Facebook sort of see your memories. And a year ago, Sicario was released. I had was fresh in office and I got criticized for it, but I held a sort of roundtable discussion with a couple different professors from UTEP and some reporters to talk about representation on the border. The fact is that we have productions like Sicario, like The Bridge, that are set in our region. They're set to be in Juarez or in El Paso or in the border region. However, the majority of shooting, those 3 months of shooting or 6 months or 3 weeks of shooting that brings in real dollars, not just to filmmakers and grips, those real dollars that come in from a film production for caterers, for carpenters, for lawyers, for hotels and motels and restaurants and the whole ecosystem around film, those dollars go to Albuquerque. So, for example, with Sicario, there was about a day of principal shooting done in El Paso. In the case of The Bridge, I think there was 2 or 3 days where they were basically filming B-roll. They were filming pickup shots that established El Paso, quote-unquote, but then the majority of the production and the film series was shot in Albuquerque.
So beyond the incentives at the state level and the city level, which are specifically targeting large television and film production to come here, which would be a great thing, Jesus and Carlos, there's also, while this is happening, it seems like you're also trying to triangulate with what the city can do for local filmmakers on their own personal indie projects, which are extremely low budget or no budget films. What are some of the things you're looking for from the city that would help support the local filmmaking community?
First and foremost is the moral support. There's not a lot of moral support here in town when it comes to film in general, really. So we want to change that. We want to make sure that the people of the city, the public, realize that this is not just a hobby for a lot of people. Like for myself and Carlos, it's that this is the way we make a living. And the way we look at it now, this is the way we're going to be making a living for a very long time. So that's one way to make sure that the people of the city support filmmakers here locally. The other way is the thing that Peter just mentioned about having a few scholarships here and there for local filmmakers, because $10,000, it's a great way to get your project started. You know, I've started projects way less than that.
So like a grant program to filmmakers.
Yeah.
And the city does have a program already in place, the Artist Incubator Program, which is a program up to $3,500 for local artists that are based here, and it's open towards film. It's open towards painting, sculpture. I mean, really, any artist can apply as long as they live within the region and the work is based here. But knowing and understanding film, $3,500 again totally helps. But when you're looking at film, it's a larger investment in time and resources. In regards towards those local incentives, we had actually reached out to Austin, to David Culligan, who is the manager of Global Business Recruitment and Expansion. This is back in May, and some of their recommendations to look at, which we tried to put, was to sort of develop a small-scale program for independent projects and small businesses in terms of grants, simplify the incentive and compliant process, you know, from the state level. One thing that was discussed that Dr. Noah had brought up is there a way for some of these smaller productions that are, you know, from in town to waive those permit fees for, you know, filming on a street? You know, it's obviously another thing if you're coming in from out of town and you're spending 3 weeks here and you need to close down a street. But for somebody with a local or small scale production, is there an ability to go and waive those fees? May not be much, but every single cent counts.
Which Carlos, on a small indie, might be a several hundred dollars in permitting. But again, that's food for the crew for 2 days.
Actually, what gets expensive is not so much the permit. I mean, the permit's only $40, and that's kind of a drop in the bucket. What gets expensive is when you're wanting to close down streets and you have to hire El Paso Police Department, because you have to hire them on when they're not on the clock. And
so maybe some abatement there from the city.
And it just depends like what street you're closing to, because I've had to close streets before. And I remember we had two police officers come to one production. I said, I think you guys are going to need two more people because we're closing off a pretty big part of the city, and they said, I think we'll be fine. And then like 5 minutes later, they realized, yeah, we do need more units out here. So that was kind of funny. And I said, all right.
to both of you filmmakers that are involved in this new initiative and working with the grassroots, how is this going to proceed now, and how do people stay up to date on what the latest is? Because you've galvanized certainly attention within the filmmaking community with this latest rally at City Council. So how do we stay up with your group and support your group? What's the best way to get news?
Well, but one of the best ways to get news is, of course, if you're on Facebook, just go to Facebook/EP Film and just like our page. And, you know, I'm always posting updates and stories and anything that's happening. You know, when we had the vote at City Council on Tuesday, you know, we were posting all sorts of pictures and news and everything. And not only that, too, but, you know, a lot more people have been sticking around. So a lot more people, you're seeing it all over their feeds. I know even after Tuesday when we had the vote, I'm still seeing photos of the day everybody was at city council, it's like, wow, okay.
That's
like
great.
more pictures just keep coming out. Like everybody right. was there. Because of course, when everyone's a filmmaker, everyone's documenting the whole event, whether it be photography or video. So it's like, wow, okay, this looked like the really huge event, something that was very historic.
It was huge, man.
Yeah.
I mean, there were 60 people there when I asked everybody to stand up from where we were and you know, the entire left side of the council chamber and most of the right side. That makes a difference.
Exciting.
Yeah, that was actually pretty impressive when you asked us all to stand up, and we were like, whoa, there's a lot more of us here than we thought. Yeah.
Another way to get in touch with the filming community, besides the EP Film Facebook page, we do have the Filmmaking Incentive for El Paso Facebook group. If you want to be part of that, go ahead and add yourself. I'll probably just approve you really, really quickly. It's a better way to stay in touch with what we're doing, only because mm-hmm. in the EP Film Facebook page, we just post a lot of news of what's right. happening. But the development and a lot of the mobilization of the group happens within that Facebook group.
Good. And so two pages, easy to link to.
And we're going to be, you know, we have our Facebook, EP District 1. My office right now is just sort of brainstorming to look at having monthly or semi-monthly sort of meetings with the filmmakers group so we can sort of take those ideas and do some proper research through staff and have staff sort of listen to sort of what ideas are workable and what aren't to help finesse that local aspect of these incentives and what we can do to grow our creative class here.
Good. Well, Carlos, Jesus, Peter, thank you so much for coming in. Good
thank
luck
you.
With
thank
the
you.
Momentum.
Thank you.
I've been discussing the current state of El Paso's filmmaking community and the grassroots efforts to push for more attractive film production credits to the region. My guests have been Jesus Nunez, chief organizer for last Tuesday's outpouring of filmmakers at the city council meeting and co-owner at Double Scope Films, Carlos Corral, owner of the commercial video production company Mind Warp, and Peter Svarsbein, El Paso City Representative, District 1. For more of our discussion regarding tax incentives and future support for the El Paso film community, log on to ktep.org. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.